Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Welcome, welcome. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad you are here with us.
It's a wonderful Wednesday.
It is. It's halfway through the week, right?
Right.
All right.
We've made it over the hump.
Over the hump.
You know, when you climb the hill, you get to the top of Wednesday, and then you roll down towards
You got lots of
fabulous
energy.
Friday.
We got Dr. Stephen Trudeau on here with us. We got Matt on our board, and I've got my voice coming back.
Your voice is back.
Aren't you guys glad it's coming back?
I was listening yesterday and thinking, oh, the poor thing.
Yeah, in fact, it's when my dad said, honey, you didn't say very much. I go, I know, I was dying. I was dying on the other mic over there, so thank God for
what's it
Marcia.
Like to, what's it like to be a talk show host and not have your voice?
Well, you know, it's funny. You don't realize it's kind of like a hairdresser without hands. You know, you do what you do.
Did you ever see that episode of Friends where Phoebe catches a really bad cold? When she decides to do her singing act anyhow, and everybody loves it because she had a real smoky, low, sexy
phlegm. Yeah, there you go.
And she called it her sexy phlegm voice.
Oh, God. Okay, well, that was my sexy phlegm voice yesterday. So, yeah, anybody who is just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the early to rise, and, you know.
I think 2012 is heating up.
I think it is, too. It's going to be hot today. Is that what you mean?
No. I mean, in many different ways. Obviously, the weather is improving. We had a nice couple of days of rain, which was
wonderful.
Which
we needed.
We always need the rain, even when we're not in a drought, because it lays the foundation for everything from our agriculture to everything else. So, excuse me.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh. It's contagious through the mic. No, I'm just kidding.
But 2012 is an election year.
Yes, it is.
So you've got all the election stuff heating up. People, you know, we had the State of the Union. People are still working on their New Year's resolutions, trying to stay motivated.
Yeah, that was going to be one of my questions out there for my listeners. And
Have you already given up?
Wow, God. You know what? No, but here's where I'm at. And I don't know, you know, let me give you our phone number here, 805-639-0008.
Join the conversation.
Please do. Through the end of the year, the holidays, you know, you kind of like slide out of the holidays, and the new year would take a couple minutes to, you know, a couple days to really get going.
Yeah, get used to writing, you know, 2012 on your checks.
No, it was going 100 miles an hour already into it. And so, you know, you have to be on your toes. And I think it's great because it does look like things are boosting and economy and there's a lot of movement out there, but there's a lot of things going on.
Yeah, and people, you know, I got two different types of people telling me about their New Year's resolutions. One, they were very excited about 2012 being the year that they fill in the blank, whatever that is. Lose weight, make more money, start that business they always promised they were going to do, take a trip, whatever it was that they really were focused on, these big goals. And then I had other people saying, well, I don't do New Year's resolutions because most of them fail anyhow, and it's so contrived, why should I even bother? I can do my New Year's resolutions any day of the year. I don't have to wait till New Year's.
That would be me.
So if I'm going to do one, I'll start it today. I'm like, great, then let's start it today, whether it's New Year's Day or January 25th, let's start it today. But, you know, the gym memberships are up. People are out running in the streets, you know, with their new jogging shoes.
I did hear we had Joan Pagano on yesterday, and she said it's thinning out at the gym already.
It already thins out because people lose their motivation. They get very excited about accomplishing their goal, but I guess the reality of what it takes really is difficult. You know, you can gain how many pounds over the holidays? 3, 5, 7, 12? And it takes more than twice as long to lose that weight.
Yeah.
More than twice as long. So you work out so hard for very little result. And it's just, you have to accumulate the results. You have to be patient with the result and say, look, I'm getting healthy. Forget the numbers. I'm getting healthy. I can run a little bit further. I can exercise a little longer without losing my weight. You know what? I want to offer something to our guests. To our listeners.
They are our guests.
Well, they are our guests. They're joining us today.
Okay.
But as a clinical psychologist, I work a lot with motivation. I don't always work with mental patients. In fact, most of my clientele are people who are just struggling, and they want somebody to talk to help get them motivated to really make the changes.
You know what I like to say is almost it's like a mirror.
Yeah. You hold up a mirror.
Yeah, uh-huh. You're saying, this is what I want, and you go, oh, okay. Let me tell you, it's not easy to get that. I mean, it's not hard to get that.
Yeah.
This is what you need to do. I'm telling you because that's kind of where I'm at right now,
uh-huh.
is I have all my stuff that I want to do, but it's like so boggled in my mind that uh-huh. I want somebody to clear it for me so that I can carry on
and,
with
and
what
get
I
it,
want.
And getting it out of your head and just putting it into a safe room is sometimes a
Okay, so
huge,
where do I make an appointment with
well,
you?
Well, I'll tell you what. what I want to do is I want to give away a free session with me, an hour-long session with Dr. Steven. You can call it life coaching. You can call it therapy. You can call it whatever you want. But I will help you stay motivated, get started, whatever it is that you want to make some changes in your life. You have to have the courage to thrive. And so that's my theme for this year. 2012
I like
is the
it.
Courage to thrive.
Yeah, thrive instead of just survive.
Right, you want
to
thrive.
I mean, you really do. You want to be energetic and you want to be uplifted and you need to start with yourself.
Get rid of those self-sabotaging behaviors.
Okay,
that's the main thing. So I want our listeners to call in to 805-639-0008. In fact, I will give one free session to every listener who calls right now.
Ooh.
805-639-0008, one session with Dr. Steven Trudeau, and my office is in Westlake Village.
And let me tell you, it's so beautiful. It's right on the lake right there.
It is. It's nice.
There's just like a part of it that makes you relax just going there. So anyways, I would definitely take advantage of that. Our lines are lighting up right now, so get your name on that list.
805-639-0008.
All right. And I know we have our first guest right now, and it's, let's see if I can get this right, Jennison Franklin, and we're going to be talking about his book, Fasting Edge.
The Fasting Edge.
Yeah, and let's
recover your passion, recapture your dream, restore your joy. I like that. That's very positive.
I definitely agree. So are you there, Jennison?
I'm here.
How are you?
Jensen, that E is silent.
Jensen, that is a beautiful name.
Everybody.
Okay.
You know, my mom said she named me after Jensen Sportswear. So
there you go.
How did you come up with the idea to write The Fasting Edge? And tell us what fasting is.
All right, did we lose you? Hello? Oh, okay. I'm sure he'll call back.
You know, I wonder if it's one of those things where he can hear us and we can't hear him. Are you there?
He'll call back.
Yeah, he'll call back. That's
you know what?
Sure.
Now, do you fast?
I do. Not frequently. But occasionally, and I have a number of friends in such a wide variety of different traditions. I have friends who are into yoga. I have friends who are vegetarians and vegans. I have friends who are Christians and Jews and Muslims. And there's various times of the year in different traditions where people fast. And, taking the time to not consume what you normally consume, to alter your diet in some way with the specific objective of improving your mind and your body and your health and your spirituality, you know, that's a really important thing to do.
I definitely agree.
And many traditions support that. But I think it has to be entered into with some caution because just I know how I feel after missing breakfast.
It
alters me. So you have to prepare for it. You have to maybe set aside, don't fast before you're going to be doing your finals for school. You know,
That would be smart. And finals are going on right now.
And finals are going on right now.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I do want. I think we have Jensen back. Do we?
Did you get on?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. But I do want to give out our phone number because I don't know if we had a little bit of phone problem right there.
805-639-0008. 805-639-0008.
And tell them again.
0008.
Dr. Steven Trudeau.
Every listener who calls right now at 805-639-0008 will get a free one-hour session with Dr. Steven Trudeau. You can call it life coaching. You can call it therapy. You can call it encouragement. Whatever you like. when I'm available.
And that is $150 value.
Oh, yeah, it is. And you know what? I've been thinking about raising my rates, too.
Oh, well, there you go.
So, the economy's improving, so
yeah,
I figure.
Hey, let me tell you. But you know what? Just get yourself motivated. Perfect place to just go and talk to somebody with some great knowledge and, you know, great motivation. So, Jensen, tell us a little bit about Fasting Edge. The Fasting Edge.
Well, yeah, it's a book that's a sequel to the first one that we wrote about 4 years ago, and it became a New York Times bestseller. We were kind of shocked at the response. And as you guys probably know, you know, a lot of people are dealing with health issues and so on. And of course, I'm a pastor, so I approach fasting from a spiritual standpoint, but the physical benefits of fasting are pretty tremendous. We eat fast food, but we don't ever fast food. And fasting is spring cleaning for your body.
That's a really interesting way to say that.
I like that quote. Yeah, fasting is spring cleaning for your body.
Yeah, but also we eat fast food, but we don't fast. So I like it. Okay.
You know, when you fast, especially if you do like a liquid fast for, say, you know, a day, I would really encourage people, if they're going to fast, take small leaps. For example, mm-hmm. a sun up to sundown fast or a half day fast is tremendous, and you can build up to we as a church will do a 21 day fast that is like this. It's a 3 day liquid fast, and then we convert over to what is called the Daniel fast, which is no meat, no sweets, and no bread, or nothing with sugar in it, and no bread. So no meat, no bread, and no sweets, and you know, just vegetables and fruit and nuts for 21 days, and the amazing physical benefits, the discipline that you build in your own mind, in your own, you're kind of like taking control of your body again. You know, fasting heightens your spiritual and mental alertness. It's just pretty amazing.
Really? I don't think I've ever fasted for a long period of time.
The longest fast I ever did was 7 days, and I did it twice. This was back in the 80s, and I was doing a lot of soul searching, and I literally would like to go out to the desert, and I would go camping, and I would nothing but water and a little bit of juice, and I was able to go 7 days. Now, I was young. I was very healthy. I did not have any medical complications of any kind. It wasn't taking any prescription medication.
Yeah, now so what about if you are taking prescription medications?
You have
how
to be
do
careful.
You, do that?
You have to check in with your medical physician to get cleared to be capable of doing that. And I like Jensen's suggestion of starting slow, taking it in small steps. But if you're taking medications and have other health issues, you definitely have to check with your physician to let them know that you were thinking about doing this and that it needs to be, make sure that it's cleared by your doctor first.
Yeah, you know, the partial fast, for example, with someone who may have medical complications, again, I agree 100%, consult your physician. But the partial fast, we found, for example, for people who have high cholesterol and so on, it is amazing how the cholesterol count comes down, and even diabetes, when you abstain from meat and bread and sweets, you know, it really can bring some tremendous results.
Mm-hmm. You know, I never knew that. So, okay, so you've fasted for 21 days?
I have. I've done actually about 7 21-day fasts on nothing but liquids.
Wow.
I don't necessarily recommend that, but we always fast at the beginning of the year, because there's something about after you come out of the holidays, you've overate, and, you know, and people are kind of looking for something to focus back mm-hmm. on God, you know, and get our focus on our families and our career and everything. And that's what I talk about in the Fasting Edge. It's kind of like, you know, you get dull, you can lose your edge, and fasting has that ability to bring that focus and that sharpness back.
Wow,
you know,
I wouldn't put
purpose.
Them together, and
right.
I think that's really interesting.
Because it can be counterintuitive, because, like, again, like when you miss breakfast, you feel dull, you feel lifeless, you feel listless. Can you explain to people how during the fast that blood sugar issue gets balanced so that people actually recover from that?
Yeah, you know, and admittedly, the first, the first day or two, especially if you're doing, say, just a juice fast, you will absolutely feel it. The toxins, if you're coming off of, you know, if you drink a lot of Coke and sugar drinks, you will definitely feel that drag on your body, but that's a good thing. Even the little light headache is a sign that the toxins and the gunk and the junk in your body is kind of being purged. I tell people water is the faster's best friend.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, just drink gobs and gobs of water is what I've learned when I'm fasting, and it just purges and cleanses the body. And by about that second, usually the third day, at most, the discomfort. I mean, I'm not saying you won't be hungry, but the discomfort of just the food obsession is gone. The physical thing is not as much of a battle. It becomes a mental thing then, and that's when I call it the sweet place in a fast kind of kicks in.
You know what, Jensen? Hold on to that thought, Jensen.
Yeah.
Hold on to that thought, because this is really interesting, but we have to take a break from my sponsors right now. Will you stay with us?
Sure.
Okay, great. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking with Jensen Franklin, and his book is The Fasting Edge. And what a great, I mean, really, it's interesting to see what it takes you through, because I've never done that. I've never lasted out that whole thing. So we're going to get into the sweet time after you've already gone through your you know, those low times of feeling not so
comfortable. The withdrawal symptoms.
The withdrawal, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Stay with us. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. If you have fasted and you have a question or just a thought on your journey, let us know. We'll be right back.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free 1-hour no obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad you are joining us here today.
It's going to be a bright, sunshiny day.
It is. You know, that's something right there that just generates you right there. I mean, when
listening to good music.
Yeah, but I'm also just weatherized. I'm a weatherized hairdresser, you know.
Well, you like sun.
I do. I like it. And you know, that's how I kind of do hair, too, you know, being a hair therapist. Mm-hmm. I take you from, you know, bright and sunny to a little bit, you know, lower low lights when you're going into the vault. So yeah. That's how I do hair. Anyways, it's really fun. Anyways, I am so glad you are here with us. And right now we are talking to Jensen Franklin. And his book is The Fasting Edge. And also our next guest is going to be Eden Sterlington. And it's about your proven pathway to power.
Wow.
And can success ruin your marriage? So definitely stay with us on that. So, Jensen, I'm really excited, you know, to hear. I never really talk to anybody other than when they're grouchy, you know.
I'm fasting because I'm grouchy.
Yeah, of that kind of thing. But you're saying it really just recovers your passion, recaptures your dream, and restores your joy. Correct?
Absolutely. You know, when you fast, it's like you become more aware of what really matters in life. I don't know how to describe it. I know that when you fast, it's like a clarity comes and a peace, a serenity at some point in the fast. Now, again, when you first start, the first day or so, you know, we're so geared to eating, and I think a lot of overeating and just kind of gorging ourselves, and so. When you fast and you do it for the right purpose and the right reason, it is amazing, you know, the way that you do recapture that edge.
Most people that I've talked to report that fasting brings a clarity to their thinking that they're rather surprised by, and it seems counterintuitive. You'd think that the lower your blood sugar gets, the less of your feeding that the hunger monster. You'd think you'd be distracted by it, and you'd think of nothing but food. But actually, the opposite happens once you get past the first day or so and get past the hump, when you're no longer a slave to the blood sugar fluctuations and your body's automatic craving for hunger and filling yourself up. Most hunger pains has nothing to do with actually being hungry. It has to do with the habit of filling your stomach at these prescribed intervals. But, you know, for thousands of years, we ate when we found food, and we did whatever we did until the next time we found food. We could go days without it. It was a frequent thing to fast. And it's only in our modern culture that we're you know, programmed to eat, you know, three to five meals a day.
Yeah, I mean, that's so true. I mean, we're certainly not saying you don't need to eat healthy and eat all that you need to eat. But one of the things that we talk about is a medical study that was done, and it had to do with the enormous benefits physically of fasting and how that you can break destructive habits. You know, the thing that I love about fasting is once you establish that discipline, because it takes mental toughness to fast. It really does. And if you can fast food, then you can fast, you know, for example, nicotine, or if you're bound, you know, if you're in a place where you know it's destroying your health and all of that, and if you're smoking, you know, you can absolutely, if you can fast food, you can take control and build the mental toughness, because the key to fasting is you have to have a made-up mind.
Yeah, that mental toughness and that focus is probably the greatest benefit right there.
Yeah, that, I mean, really, that is very true when you do say that for somebody who's trying to get over tobacco or nicotine. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if you can get through your food.
Well, food is the primary reinforcer. Food is that primary.
You know, I tell people, you know, if you're going to fast, then here's a few little key secrets to it. Number one, determine how long you're going to fast and what kind of fast you're going to do. For example, if you're going to do the Daniel fast that I mentioned earlier, no bread, no meat, no sweets. Very healthy, very doable. Or if you're going to do a sun up to sun down or a 3-day fast on liquids only, you know, and lots of water. Okay, the second thing that I would do is write it down. You know, write down, because I promise you by about 4 o'clock that afternoon, you will, if you're waiting on, well, I'm going to try this fasting thing and see how it goes. Well, you won't make it.
Oh, because you haven't made a commitment to writing it down.
Yeah, that's it.
And is this all in your book?
Yes, it is. The power of this particular chapter we're talking about is the power of a made up mind and how that it transfers over into other aspects of your life. You know, so many people just kind of get sloppy and about life and the way they do life, and fasting brings that strength of discipline back that we need, that sharpness, you know, and even physically, one of the chapters is called Extreme Makeover. And, you know, sometimes we need to take control of those junk food habits and just eating and putting trash in our temple, you know, our body.
Yeah.
And just filling it full of, you know, high cholesterol and junk foods. Well, when you fast, it's a great time to kind of reboot and restart on healthy patterns and healthy, you know, lifestyles.
So, Jensen, do you have all the different fastings in here?
I do.
Okay.
I do. It's, you know, the newer book, the sequel, which is The Fasting Edge, the new one, doesn't go into as much depth about how to fast. The first book did that. The second book is more of the great benefits of fasting.
Okay, very good. And where do we find your book?
You can get it at Barnes & Noble, Walmart, or just go on Amazon, you know, books, and it's available there. And also, you know, Christian bookstores would have it, too.
Okay, very good. I appreciate you coming on. And, you know, I think that this is something that we all take for granted is our food. And if we can, you know, kind of just make...
Well, it's gaining control.
Yeah.
Does your food control you or do you control your food?
Oh, great question.
You know, if you're, you know, out there in the forest hunting for your food, well, you're going to take the opportunities as they arise. But as we're grazing through the grocery store or the menu at your local restaurant, you know, grazing and just catching what your eyes can sometimes, you know, lead to disaster. And,
right.
And so, you know, regaining that control is really, really important. What controls you, your food or you?
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Jensen. I really appreciate you coming on the Kim Pagano
Show.
Thank you. All right.
Thanks.
Very good.
Have a great day.
You too. You know, it is interesting. I did take a 21-day cleansing. You know, I didn't fast, though. But what I stopped eating really, you know, meats.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of stuck to chicken and fish and greens and all different colored vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
No potatoes, no bread, nothing white.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And you do feel better. Your system feels better. So I just can't imagine. What's the longest that you've...
Well, the longest fast I've done is 7 days. But I've, like... Geez, back in 1987, I eliminated, because I was in a lot of trouble, but I eliminated all alcohol from my system. And then shortly after that, I decided to become a vegetarian. And I was a vegetarian for several years. And so, you know, how long is the longest I've denied myself a particular type of food? Well, it's been years. But to reintegrate back into to a more holistic approach, I guess I'm an omnivore. I eat and drink just about anything as long as the mantra that I have is that I want to only engage in life-affirming behaviors, and I do not engage in life-disconfirming behaviors. So eating anything to excess, drinking anything to excess, is life-disconfirming because it interrupts, you know, your body's natural cycles. But that doesn't mean that, you know, so many things are just completely off limits. So I think, again, it's about being in control. You know, people wake up and automatically stumble into the kitchen and pour themselves a cup of coffee. They're automatically drinking the coffee. Now, there's nothing wrong with a cup of coffee, a cup,
so
but then you have people
drink
drinking 10. I don't drink coffee.
You don't?
Look how much energy I normally have. Can you imagine me hopped up on caffeine?
I am a coffee drinker.
You are.
Yes, I am.
Too. You know what? And I'm really only just my husband and I. And it's funny. We have our one cup of coffee together.
That's nice.
Yeah.
You don't
do
10 cups?
No.
I went to lunch the other day with a guy, and all during lunch, the guy had 4 cups of coffee. Every time the waitress came by, oh, yeah, fill it up. Oh, yeah, fill it up. Oh, yeah, fill it up. That's a little excessive. You know, I don't know how that's affecting his system.
Yeah. Well, I think that we all need to look at what are we doing that is excessive.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's just the first
thing. Right. There's nothing wrong with a potato. But if white potato, is the basis for your entire, you know, meal for every meal.
So does that mean if you open a pack of, you know, M&Ms and you just keep eating them one by one by one by one by one until they're all gone, is that excessive?
Depends on how big the package is.
That's
if it's one of those fun size, get the fun size
from,
and that's a nice little treat. Everyone deserves a little treat from time to time. My great-grandfather used to say, everything in moderation. And at the time he said that, he was holding a cigar in one hand and a glass of brandy in the other. And then he would lean forward and wink and say, everything in moderation, including moderation. You know, we have to have a little fun in life.
Yeah.
It's not all about exercise and eating right. And if you spend your whole life trying to be perfect, you'll drive yourself crazy.
Right. No. You have to just do the best you can.
Yeah.
With whatever you're doing.
And if you know that what you're doing today is not the best... Well, then what can you improve today? What one thing can you say, you know what, I've been eating too many M&Ms. M&Ms at Halloween, Sure, why not? A few of those real nice ones that in the bowl at Christmas time, the red and green ones, I'll have a small handful. Why not? But to have a bag of M&Ms every single day, you know, keep them in your desk and pull it out every day at 2:30 and have a bag of M&Ms, I don't know that that's necessarily getting you to your goals, your health goals.
That's a good point. A great point.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. But if the basis for your diet is fruits, vegetables, come on, this is just no-brainer stuff. Fruits, vegetables, normal food. You know, we all know what it takes to lose weight and to get energized and to live a good, healthy life.
Right. So here we're talking about food. And anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad you are here with us. And I just want to let you know all the ways that you can get in touch with us. You can find us on Facebook at Kim Pagano Show and like us there so that you know what's going on. Also, you can look on my website at kimpaganoshow.com.
I love going there because I direct people over there because they say, oh, I missed the show that you were on. And I say, well, go to the kimpaganoshow.com, and they're right there.
Right.
So you can listen to any show again.
All my old shows, definitely right there. Also, you can listen again at 1 o'clock. So there. And also TuneIn Radio. TuneIn Radio is a great app on all your smartphones.
And you can share it. If you like this show and you want to share it with people who, let's say, aren't local and can't pick up the terrestrial airwave, you can listen to it live on the web. We have listeners. Every time I'm on, I tell my friends and family, you got to listen to me. I'm going to be on Kim's show. And my uncle, who's in New Hampshire, listens. My sister, who's in Boston, listens.
I have
friends in Florida listening, and Georgia.
And you know, it's funny because I've been around the world and traveling. And so, yeah, you pick up friends.
And you're telling people, hey, listen to my show.
Absolutely.
Well, how can I get it? Well, tune in radio.
That's it. Yeah. So, yeah, and you can stream it. So,
yeah.
And if you're just driving around here, you can hear it. And I hope that, you know, I love to hear when people are liking what we're doing. And, you know, I would love to hear from anybody.
Do you know how rare homegrown radio is? I mean, it is really actually a very rare thing. Most of the radio programs, when you click through the dial, they are programmed at a corporate level. I'm trying to remember what year it was, but there used to be a law where you couldn't own more than 5 radio stations.
Mm.
And they rescinded that law at some point. I'm trying to remember when it was. But at that point, the proliferation of these larger corporations taking over, you know, thousands of radio stations, hundreds and thousands of radio stations, and they just decided, look, it's simpler, easier, and cheaper to program one program and to syndicate it. Now, there's nothing wrong with syndication. We get wonderful programs from all over the country, but homegrown radio, I think, is somewhat endangered. And so you really need to support your homegrown radio, and the Kim Pagano Show is a huge value to Ventura County.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
So, all right.
Hey, I got one more food trivia for you.
Okay.
What is the second biggest eating day of the year?
Ooh, should we put that out to
What's
our
the
listeners?
First one? We know what the first one is, right?
God, is it Thanksgiving?
It's Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So what's the second biggest eating day of the year? Call in at 805-639-0008. We'll put you on the air and get your answer.
Okay, I like it. I like it. You know, and now we're talking about food, but let's go in to other parts of our lives. You know, right now I'm in the process of controlling my emails.
Controlling your emails?
Yes. It has gotten way out of control for me. And so, therefore, I'm going to start trying to, look at me, trying to. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like I'm going to try to diet.
There is no try. There is only do.
Yes, I'm going to. But I'm only going to check my emails a few times a day. Because I feel like, you know.
Were you a slave to it?
I'm getting to be.
Okay.
Well, how do you do it?
Well, you know, because of my work, as a therapist, I will see clients, you know, for about an hour. Usually, you know, it's a 50-minute hour, but I have phone calls to retrieve, and I do have notes to write. And oftentimes I will go the full 60 minutes. But what that winds up being is relatively a back-to-back-to-back-to-back experience where I'm out of touch with most people for several hours at a time, 4, 5, 6 hours at a time. So I do check my email several times a day because I try to keep current and stay connected to people. But once I go into the therapy room, the likelihood of me checking my email for the next 6 hours is very unlikely. So then I check them when I get home in the evening.
What about texting?
I don't answer my phone or text during guests during sessions at all because I devote my entire focus to them. And people have to just be aware of that, that you know, when somebody's paying for an hour of my time, they get 100% of me and not just 90% of me who's somewhat thinking about my emails and texts, oh, hold on a moment. I think it's very rude to do that. So if I can, I try to return in between sessions if I do have a few moments. But most of the time I have to wait a couple hours before I return phone calls and emails. But I think we can become slaves to, you get an actual dose of endorphins every time you check your email and there's something new there.
Really?
Yeah, because you're important. You got mail.
And that's why.
You've got mail.
Oh, and that's why Facebook. That's why
Oh, my gosh. Click, 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 click. Oh, somebody responded. Oh, somebody liked it.
Right.
You know, and it might be small, and it might be diminishing returns over time because maybe, you get it so frequently, but it's still there, and that's what keeps us coming back. It's an addiction.
That's another addiction.
But if it's impairing your life, if it's hurting you in some way, if it's reducing the quality of your life, then absolutely take an email diet.
An email diet?
Yeah.
Ooh, uh-oh. Sounds good. I'm fasting my email just for a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are going to take another really quick break from my sponsors. And we have Eden Sterlington coming on.
Cool.
And we're going to be talking about satisfulfillment and your proven pathway to power. Can success ruin your marriage? We will find out right when we get back. So stay with us. And our phone number here is 805-639-0008 if you want to be a part of this conversation.
You know, and I'm
also
still offering a free session with Dr. Stephen Trudeau. So get rid of those self-imposed barriers and motivate yourself and just come on in and we'll have an hour session of motivation.
There you go. All right.
805-639-0008. I thought we were going to do it in tandem.
We were, but I figured I'd give it to you. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man. Wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Here's what your neighbors are saying about George Thompson Diamond Company in Camarillo off the 101 in Las Poses in the Target Center.
The quality is excellent.
Quality diamonds for less money.
I like the prices here.
Definitely better quality.
I think the quality is very good.
Oh, the prices are much lower here.
Price, can't beat it.
The price is excellent.
I don't think you can beat the price.
Best process. The service here is excellent.
George has been wonderful.
All the help is professional and friendly, and they know us by name when we walk in. It's really nice.
The prices and the people always had good customer service when I came here. That's what kept me coming back.
The prices are right. The people are so friendly. They're there to help you. A family company, you know, somebody that's been around.
I'd have to recommend George Thompson.
We've had wonderful service here.
Good quality, good prices, very friendly. I always say George Thompson.
Thank you very much, George.
If I were to recommend a jewelry store, I would recommend George Thompson, your friend in the diamond business.
Beat the internet and save up to 75% at George Thompson Diamond Company at the 101 and Las Poses Road in the Target Center, right next to Staples. George Thompson Diamond Company.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. You
Black Eyed Peas. Huh?
I know. Great music.
Yeah.
Great music. And you know what? I just got a text from a couple people. And if you are looking for a therapist, call right now. It's free. I mean, he's offering this incredible, you know. So they're going, how much? You know, no.
No. I am giving away to every caller during this hour a free session with Dr. Stephen, a one-hour session, which is right now I normally charge $150 for an hour session.
There
so
you go.
Come on in.
So definitely call 805-639-0008. And I know we have one of our callers that, Margarita, are you there? Hello? Did I just lose her? We just lost her.
Oh,
darn it. We took too long,
darn.
I guess.
Yeah,
right? Well, anyway.
Did she have the answer to the question, what is the second biggest eating day of the year?
I don't know, but let's see. Anyway,
Margarita, call back.
Yeah, if not, you know, if you're out there and you just want to just come in and casual talk, right?
You know, therapy is really changed over the last several decades.
Because a lot of people think that there's something wrong with them.
You have to be a mental patient to go see a therapist.
No.
My dad used to say that. He thought this was hilarious.
A lot of men think that.
Well, my dad used to say, anybody who goes to see a therapist ought to have their head examined.
Oh.
and he thinks he's very clever with that one. But there's a pervading attitude that, you know, you go see, you know, your air conditioning repairman only when your air conditioner is broken.
What about maintenance?
Maintenance is a really good thing. You know, we have mentors and people who guide us all through life. And sometimes what has happened in the field of psychology is that the therapist has this ability to remain neutral and to create a real safe place for ideas to be explored. Get them out of the inside of your head where it can rattle around like the inside of a tin can and explore these ideas.
Yeah, but not only that is sometimes, at least for me, I get all these ideas, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and then I'm like, okay, which one do I want? Is it stupid? Is this a good one?
You want clarity.
Yeah.
So I know
we have another caller. Who is it, Matt?
We have Margaret.
Oh, Margaret.
How are you doing? You're there.
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Awesome.
I went with 4th of July because everyone eats all day long.
4th of July. I think that was number 3 or 4 on the list.
Oh, wow.
That's okay. But, hey, you want to come in and have a chat with me? You want to hang out for an hour?
I do.
Cool. Well, we'll get your name and number, and we will we'll definitely set that up and have you come in and chat with me. I'm in Westlake Village at a building called The Landing. My office looks out over the lake. It's really peaceful and beautiful.
Sounds great. Absolutely.
I look forward to seeing you.
You got it.
All right. Got to have somebody else call in. What is the second biggest eating holiday of the year?
And not only that, you're getting a free therapy session. So, yeah. Anyways, okay, so we do have our next guest on. We have Eden Sterlington, and your book is, I love this name, Satisfilment.
Satisfilment?
Yeah.
Is that a made-up word?
It does, but I like it. So, Eden, are you there?
I am. Good morning. Greetings from the Windy City. Hello, Los
Chicago.
Angeles.
I love Chicago.
There you go.
Thanks. It's a great place to be. It's a little nippy here. But,
of course it is. Of course it is. But you have
Chicago.
Yeah, amazing culture, amazing food, and great blues bars.
Oh, my goodness. Well, go on.
So tell us, what is Satisfilment?
Yeah, and so a couple of things. Can couples use success to empower their relationships, or is it always a negative?
It's not always a negative. I want to get that out there real quickly. It's not always a negative. And it really does depend on the two people involved, truly, because the success itself is neutral.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good or bad. It's what we do with it that makes it good or bad. For instance, if you have a couple where one of the partners believes that their net worth and their self-worth are the same, stick a fork in it.
I like it. You know, I think that, so you're saying is there's a lot of couples that work, you know, one, their job is to be at home with the children, one is to go out and make the money. But now things have turned a lot, you know, lately with the recession. A lot of men are at home or vice versa. You know, you don't know what your couple is.
Well, women are becoming much more empowered in the workplace and college educated. There's more women entering college than men now. The balance has completely shifted there. I think it's 52% women enrollment in college. So, you know, the world is changing. But when there's an evolution of a couple, you get married when you're young in your salad days, and then you fight for years and years and years for success. But sometimes when you get to that success, it can be a challenge.
But I think that, you know, in my case, I've always been in the workplace as well as, you know.
Never not worked.
No.
Yeah.
And I think that's from both my parents have always worked. So in my mind, that was the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fulfillment for me. So I don't, you know, and so, you know, I'm as still as empowered as my husband does. So, I mean.
So your success doesn't challenge your husband at all?
I don't think so. Oh. I think he actually likes it because there's always, you know, it's in, we never get bored with each other.
Oh, that's
that?
Good.
Yeah.
That's huge.
That is huge.
That
is
huge. So, absolutely. But you all are collaborative. You cooperate. You don't see yourselves as competitors.
Correct.
That's why it works.
We're a team.
That's it. There is a huge difference between being a team and being competitors.
Yes, and I think that's the biggest problem. When one person has to be more successful than the other in a couple situation, right?
Definitely. And there's a really interesting study about that that came out of the UK earlier this year, where the University of Hertfordshire actually surveyed couples who were professional, and one of them had a high-flying career, usually the woman, and he didn't. And the dynamic there, the prevailing dynamic there, was that he was having a serious problem dealing with her high-flying career and the profile that went along with that, because he saw it as a direct threat to his masculinity. Again, that was a study of 80 couples, however.
Wow.
And so you have 80 different opinions about how to handle your wife's success. And you have a choice. You can work with it and support her through it and be her partner. Or you can take it personally, see it as some kind of an affront, and stick a fork in it. And it doesn't have to be that way. It really doesn't. I have to keep saying that because I don't want people to get the idea that success is a bad thing. It really isn't.
Right.
Particularly not if you build it together.
Now,
then it can be extremely bonding.
You know, I just want to let anybody that know that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. If you are a successful man or woman out there, let us know how your marriage is. What's your secret to your marriage? Also, Eden, why did you write this book? What's your background?
My background is one of tremendous instability, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote the book because I needed to read it, for lack of a
That's
better way
to put it. That's interesting.
I absolutely wrote the book that I needed to read after reading many other fine books that have been popular, some not so popular. Just the information in them was wonderful. I got to a point where I was seeking practical application that I was having trouble finding. I mean, literally, wake up, look at the ceiling, and think to myself, okay, I'm awake, now what?
What do you mean? Wait, I'm not following that. What do you mean by
What's
that?
What's next? How do we get out of bed? What's my motivation?
Exactly. It's like I know what I'm supposed to do. I just don't know what it looks like when my feet hit the floor.
That's why we're offering right now an hour of Dr. Stevens' time, because there are a lot of us out there that we know that we're capable of living a great life, of being successful, but we just can't put it all together. It's muffled in our minds, in our,
It's the process. I can see myself being happy. I can see myself being successful. I can create that vision in the future, but what I can't see are the steps between here and there. And I think for a lot of people, it's so much easier to be in the process of becoming rather than the process of doing. When I was in college and people would ask me, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm in college studying to become a psychologist. Oh, you're going to be a psychologist. The most terrifying day was the day after graduation.
Yeah, because you had to perform.
Now people ask me, what are you doing? And I say, well, I'm a psychologist. Really? Where do you work? Where's your office? How many clients do you have?
Exactly.
Yeah, is it working for you, right? Yeah.
Literally the next day. And that is definitely where I was. I had a good handle on what I was supposed to do. I just didn't know how I was supposed to do that from day to day. How was I supposed to do that in my life? Feet on the floor. I got out of the shower. I'm dressed. Now what? You know, and that was why I wrote this book. It's a 30-day plan. It's a very short book. It's about 48 pages.
Oh, wow.
It's an action guide. Mm-hmm. It's not a traditional book. You can literally read through the whole thing in less than an hour.
So, are you married?
I am currently separated.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, and so was that a struggle?
Was that related to success?
Yes.
Actually, yes, of differing priorities.
Mm-hmm.
Our priorities were very different, and the way that we saw our future together was also very different. And that was how primarily we ended up splitting.
Wow. Relationships are so very difficult for people because it's, you know, I think, you know, again, I like to go back to 1,000 years, you know, when our life expectancy was in the 40s, if you were lucky, you know, marriage, for better or for worse, as long as you both shall live, wasn't 50 years.
Right.
You know, a marriage lasted 10, 15, 20 years. But now that we've exceeded that, it's kind of like our teeth. Our teeth used to only last us, without dentistry, used to last us 25, 30, 40 years, and then you got old. Well, now we live to be 100, and we keep most of our teeth all of those years. We have to do something different. We have to brush our teeth. We have to take care of it. We have to go to the dentist. And when it comes to relationships, you have to take care of your relationship.
But see, here's what I see a lot of the problem is, if you have parents maybe that, you know, always helped you lift yourself up.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. As a young kid, and then you get into your adults, and then all of a sudden you kind of, everybody pushes away, and now you have to lift yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you're in a relationship, and you have to keep being lifted, and you're not getting it from your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People tend to look outside of the marriage instead of going inside and saying, how can I make my success?
But I think you said it right there. Yeah. If you have parents that are lifting you up, you're that's laying a foundation that shows you that you have enough value to be lifted up, and you'll probably not make really super bad choices in your relationships. And so you're probably going to seek out a better, more nurturing relationship to begin with. It's when we don't get that foundation that we try to get it fulfilled by another human being, and they can't make you happy.
Right.
No one can make you happy. You have to make you happy.
There you go. That's the bottom line. And I think that's why so many marriages actually end, because they're thinking that, hey, hold on a minute, I married you and you're not doing your job.
Yeah, you're supposed to make me happy.
I'm not feeling it, you know.
Oh,
and
my goodness, yes. How many times have I heard that?
Yes. And so it's like, well, hold on.
So maybe the success will make me happy.
Yes.
Yes.
Maybe.
And
maybe
it won't either. Can I just say that?
Mm-hmm.
Just put that out there right now.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with success, but it is not the source of your happiness.
So what is the source? We don't know, right?
Well, Eden, for you, what is the source?
The source is absolutely a decision. I think that we give away, as adults, we give away far too much of our own personal power when we give our decision-making power to other people, when we allow other people to tell us who we are.
Tell
us how we should be. When we allow other people to dictate how we should live our lives to us, we don't have a clear idea of who we are anymore. Mm. And that confusion runs over into every single relationship we have.
I think we just nailed it right there. I think that is really when we don't know who we are, because then we don't know how to fix us.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, it's just...
And that's what that inner journey is all about.
Yeah. And so what would be our best way to tell, you know, if you've already gone through this or you help people, Dr. Stephen, all the time, is what, so how do you find your inner peace, your inner journey, who you are, that basis?
Take the first step.
That really is why I wrote this book. It's a 30-day plan to help do exactly that. Can you figure out everything comprehensively in 30 days? Of course not. It took you more than 30 days to get there. But, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's going to take more than 31 days.
Sure.
However, you have to start somewhere.
And where is the first place you would start,
I know.
Eden? Okay,
the place I always start. Roll your shoulders up and back, open up your chest cavity, and take in a really super deep cleansing breath.
So that must be
focus.
What my parents used to say is dust yourself off, pick yourself up,
that's
and
it.
Keep going.
That's it.
But you
have to breathe. I can't stress it enough. Breathe and get that oxygen into your system. The oxygen carries out the carbon dioxide and gets your brain working properly.
And you can't.
That is actually one of my morning exercises that I put in the book. I am so glad to hear you say that.
Yeah.
I really am, because I put it in there for exactly that reason. It is amazing how the simple act of deep breathing can change your brain's functioning.
Yep.
Amazing.
Literally.
Is number two, and then where do we get this book? And I know I'm going to have you back, because this is a great topic.
Thank you so much. It's Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anytime.
Okay, and the name of your book is?
Satisfulfillment, Your Proven Pathway to Power.
I love it. I haven't received mine yet, but I can't wait to get it. And
we can certainly fix that.
Okay, I like it. I like when people can fix things. All right, and Eden, we're going to bring you back because I think this is a really good topic. I wish we're almost at the end of our show right
now. Eden, are you on Facebook?
I am on Facebook.
Go to the Kim Pagano Show.
Yes,
like us, and we'll stay in touch that way as well.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much. Gosh, this has just flown by again.
I know.
And I'm
good
so
combo.
Glad you are here, and thank you for that great offer.
You give good talk.
Well, you give good talk, too. So I can't wait for everybody to get with you. Again, thank you so much. If you missed any part of my show, definitely. And if you hear the show later, listen. You can call 805-419-0008 to get with Dr. Stephen also on there.
What's that number again?
805-419-0008. Of course,
it.
I end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and today's is think of something you would do differently in hindsight and what lesson that experience taught you.
Mm.
With that, you have been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Thank you, all my listeners, all my callers. And with that, we'll talk to you tomorrow.